Hola a todos. Hi, everyone. I am Carla Rodriguez, your coach and trainer of NLP and host of MetaFit MetaMind podcast, the place where we normalize the conversations between both physical and mental health. This is a place where you will raise your voice and share your story. As your coach, I am here to guide you to let go of all your limiting chains behind, and I'm on a mission to use this platform to empower and create awareness and expansion in your life. You can follow us on Instagram at MetaFit MetaMind Podcast, or you can follow me at Coach Carlita. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. These last couple weeks have been so interesting. Although not much has been going on, a lot has been going on, if that makes any sense. I have been connecting to really cool, wonderful women, entrepreneurs, and you know, one thing that did happen, hopefully you noticed already, and if you didn't, you may want to look at your phone or wherever you're listening to this podcast. My podcast cover has been changed. I know, it's been a few years that it needed to change. And I want to give a shout out to my good friend that I've known since I want to say middle school. So this was in California before I was even here in Austin, Texas. So shout out to Brian B. Rye Aguilar. He is a creator, a podcast producer, and just a super cool human being. So if y'all need someone to help you with your podcast, reach out to me and let me know so I can connect y'all. So in about 3 weeks from today, today is March 11th, when this podcast episode comes out, the NLP certification training is happening March 25th through the 28th. I'm so excited because some challenges did come up with the location, but the cool thing is that I found a spot that is secure, and I'm so happy about this. So this hotel where this training is taking place is just super cool. It's here in Austin, and it's literally about 10 minutes away from the airport. So if you're still wanting to join, register through the link in my bio, and you can still do this in person. Just, you know, be super close to the airport, stay there at the hotel, or you can do this online as I train people in person. So yes, this is a hybrid training. So here in Austin, there are so many things that are happening, like South by Southwest, all kinds of other events, networking events, and like, I don't know, other gatherings, right? Meetups. Austin is a really cool place to meet people. And in this process, that's how I've been able to connect with really, really powerful people, I want to say, and people that are being part of this journey. And so with that being said, I want to also just give a shout out to a few people that have been super supportive in my life. Of course, to my husband, Jose, up-and-coming tattoo artist. So y'all, if y'all want a tattoo, y'all know where to reach out if you're here in Austin. To my coaches, to Juliana, who's an amazing brand photographer. She's really, really kicked my butt and at the same time been there when I needed her. And just know, Juliana, whenever you need me, you know, I'll reach out anyway. So Ashton Lynn, we're creating some really cool, super powerful things in the next few months. And even to Sam and Rachel with Empower. It's Empower Network, and these girls are super connector, young entrepreneurs. So what I'm excited about is that on April 23rd, there is an Empower Women's Conference here in Austin that I will be at. So check it out for sure. And the next thing I want to do is just give a shout out to Latina podcasters, to Rita for, you know, doing some really cool stuff. And if you notice, my podcast cover has Latina Podcasters Network on there. So check out the episodes that are being created by other Latinas, other Latinx people community. There's also another group called Latino Pods. So check those podcasts as well on the platform that is called Good Pods. So go check it out there. So for those of you that have been listening to the podcast, remember to share it with others. Go rate, review, subscribe on all the platforms just so our podcast can show up even more. In this episode, I got to speak with Jennifer Guzman, a sales and business coach, creator of so many super cool programs. She's Latina. She is someone I truly appreciate because no matter where you meet her, she is always the same person. I actually got to work with her a couple years ago when I was starting off, and I still had some fears in me at the time. And let me tell you that her up levels with her programs have been fucking massive and expansive. Not only is she a powerful woman, mujer, queen, lo que sea that you want to call her, entrepreneur, she is a mom, a wife, and someone who is definitely a model to model. So listen to this episode, her story, and what she has to offer. And if you have any questions, any comments, let us know. Send us a message and you know where to connect us from the show notes. Excited. I'm excited that you're on the podcast finally after que dos años.
No, has it been 2 years?
Yeah, it's been 2 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You and I met right after I got my certification. Actually, no, you reached out to me around the time I was going to get my certification, and that was around June of 2020. And here we are, February of 22. So almost 2 years.
Crazy.
So thanks for being on the show. For everyone listening, I have Jennifer Guzman on MetaFit MetaMind podcast, and I think a long time ago I reached out to her. I was like, hey, would you like to be on the podcast? She said yeah, and then she's doing all these cool, crazy, fun stuff, traveling y toda esa cosa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this podcast is pretty easy. It's fun. Like, you know, I have my main questions that I ask you, but for the most part it's like pretty light. And so, you know, I'm just excited that you're on.
I'm excited too. It's been a long time coming.
It has been. And the first question that I want to ask you, Jennifer, is who is Jennifer?
Oh my God. That's like the deepest question. Okay.
Leave it to Carla to start deep.
Oh my God. Right. Like the deep, deep question. Who is Jennifer? Okay. So and what point of view do you want me to give this to you on? Like just overall in business, life, a mix?
Whichever one you feel like is the one that you connect with the most, even right now.
Okay. So I think for me, who is Jennifer? So Jennifer is just, I want to say like a multi-passionate person, right? Like, I'm a person that is very passionate about different things, a passion about, life, business, my family, my children, everything that has to do with that. And just passionate about helping women as well. And just like, you know, I grew up with my mom, you know, my mom being a single parent and, kind of seeing her and everything that she went through, and even still, or I want to say not up until too long ago, right? Because seeing that and seeing how my mom has been, it's like my biggest passion and drive, and really what motivates me to do what I do is like to help women to never have to depend on anyone. And that's like my drive, right? It's like, I want to help you build a business that you built for yourself, right? A business where you don't have to depend on anyone and you can take care of your family, yourself, and everything, your dreams and everything that keeps you up at night, you know, and just not have to wait on anyone to fulfill your dream. You know, like sometimes we wait on people. Sometimes we sort of like procrastinate or care about what people are thinking or have so many things in our way. And we never think about ourselves. So I think it for me is like one of the biggest things that I do is like awaken that person in you, right? Like that person that you know what you want, you know you want to go for it, you know that you don't want to wait for anyone, right? Like, you know, you don't need anyone to give you permission. And so that's what I've been wanting to help my clients with, you know, how do I want to motivate my audience? And it's just like, I'm just that person that I just want to see women win. Point blank, period.
Yes, Jennifer is a winner, I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
And I mean, how is it that you even found this passion, right? Because you found it somewhere. And is this some like part of your story and your journey, right? That's where we're going with this, because most podcasts or a lot of podcasts, they're, you know, related specifically to your business. They're related to, you know, your health specifically, but I don't find that there's a lot of places in which you can actually share genuinely your story on how you want to write. Like, and so for you, like, what was that thing for you that caused you to come into this space of finding this passion, helping women be individual, finding these women find their own passion and create something from nothing? Like, where was it that this even stemmed from for you? And of course, like I heard, you know, your mom being a single parent and you wanting, you know, for people to not really, you know, you not having to rely on others. So what would you say was that point for you?
Hi. Sorry, I'm like in the basement with the worst lighting, trying to move around so you won't hear my dog.
No worries. I don't mind the dog. Everybody, she has a puppy. So yeah, what was that turning point for you that was like, you know what? I'm going to go and create this. This is my passion. And I am like going and doing this.
So for me, I can date trying to do something for myself since I was maybe like 12 years old.
Cool.
Quick story is like, I used to sell the funniest thing, belly button rings when I was like,
I've never heard this story before. Please share.
Yeah, I shared it recently in one of my posts. I used to sell belly button rings when I was 12 years old. I would go on eBay and I would buy different, like a lots, like that's what it's called, LOTS, of like belly button rings, different ones. And I would sell this. And it's funny because I never really thought about it until I really dug a little deeper and was like, holy crap. I've been trying to do this since I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And then so kind of, there was another instance where I would sell like little boxes and cute things in the Dominican Republic when I was probably even younger than 12, maybe. I would sell it in her porch. Obviously, I never sold anything. But it was just like, it's crazy how this entrepreneurship like spirit happened since I was so young. But aside from having that, it's always just been about my kids, right? Mm. It's always just been about being a stay-at-home mom, but not just being a stay-at-home mom. It's about being a stay-at-home mom with a purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it was really important to create something that was mine. One of the reasons, aside from just wanting to be with my kids, is like, I love not having to hit the snooze button in the morning. You know, I'm not a morning person. Like, yeah. I love having to do that. I love not needing to answer to anybody. I love not waking up early. Like, I cannot stand to wake up early. Anything
yeah, with you there.
Early 8:30 is a no for me. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just like a lot of different things, from just being young, really young, and always having like that entrepreneurial spirit. I don't know if you would call it that, up until my kids, and just like knowing what I want and knowing like the kind of impact that I want to create.
Yeah. And I know I've heard a little bit about this story, and you've shared it on your social, where, you know, you used to work at this job. You used to go mm-hmm. there and you used to create content already, even before you went into the full on like business woman that you are. And you've always had that entrepreneurial mindset. And I think mm-hmm. just like a quick like thing that I thought about is when you have it in you, it's just meant for you.
It's inevitable.
Right? Yeah. And I could really connect with that, because I've always told people, oh, like you're creating this, you should sell it. Oh, you're doing this. Oh, you should do this. And I'm giving people ideas. I'm giving people ideas. I'm like, oh, you should do this. It's like create something from nothing.
Yeah, right? I'm the same because all my family, I'm like, oh my God, let me teach you what I do. You know how to do that. Let me teach you how to be a coach.
Yeah.
Like I'm always just trying to help people make money, you know, with their talents. And like, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people don't know that they can do that.
Yeah.
They don't know that they can make so much money just even just selling on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like just being seen as an expert and teaching people how to do the exact thing that they help their friends or their families do.
I know. And so they do it for free.
Yes, they do it for free. You can be out here making a crap load of money. And I'm always like, come, I'm going to teach you my ways.
Yeah. I love it. So what was that transition for you? Like going from the where you used to work into finally coming into this place and you're saying, you know what? I'm going all in.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. It was like, I would go into my job and I would come in at 7 a.m., right? Right before anybody came into the office.
You're not an early morning person.
Yeah. And I'm literally not a morning person. And so, I would do my mini trainings. I would show up on stories, you know, I'd be out there. You can see that I was like in an office and I'm just trying to build my business, right? For like, it was like how many months or so, maybe like 6 months to a year where I would just do that. And then obviously, eventually I left there and I started doing, you know, my business, my coaching business full time. And it was bliss. It's bliss. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you that it's rainbows and butterflies every day, because mm-hmm. I don't know anyone that's listening, that's a mom, being a mom and momming all day is not easy.
That's like you having two fucking jobs.
Right. Sometimes I tell my husband, I'm like, I think I should have fucking stayed working in a 9-to-5. It's way less work. Like it's a lot of work, mm-hmm. but I think I just bring myself back, and I'm starting to do this, is bringing myself back to being grateful for this. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like just being grateful that although it is more work, I still get to do what I wanted to do every day.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like snaps me back in like the right mindset of like, yeah, it's hard, but remember, this is what you wanted. This is what you work towards, you know? Mm-hmm.
And I think eventually it'll get easier once you decide to, you know, not create all your offers and just have them just flow for you.
Yeah.
And for you, like, how would you say that this is like impacting your kids and your oldest daughter, who's I think now going to college? Oh my God. Yeah,
girls, she's going to college next this year.
Yeah. So how have you been able to implement this creation of your own business? And how do you think that that's impacting her and the young ones too?
Well, I can tell you right now, maybe like a year back, she, even for my daughter, my teen, she wanted to start a business. So I think that it's easier for you to see what your parents are doing and what they're involved in and kind of sort of lean into that. And so she started to like, we created like a little Instagram page for her to sell jewelry and stuff like that, which was really cool. So, you know, she does, you know, she does see the side, the entrepreneur side of things and kind of wanted to tap into that. And for my kids, my younger kids, it's just having their mom, you know, it's just like being able to be with their mom all the time. And me, I think one of the biggest things for me as well was like giving them, sort of like the culture and the manners that I wanted to, that probably a babysitter wasn't going to do for me. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like I think that's also one of the biggest pluses for me was I'm going to be there and teach my kid X, Y, Z, which I know a babysitter, not that can't do, won't do, whatever it is, doesn't know how to do, but I'll be there to do that. So I think even having mom there, you know, when they wake up in the morning to make them breakfast, like it's huge. It's huge for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of this, right, is continuing this story and this journey and you helping your mom, right? What would you say like is the biggest learning for her and like you, your opportunity, your communication, your relationship with her and, you know, being able to help her out, you know, as this successful business woman that you are?
I think for her, it's,
does she even understand what you do?
Oh my God, it's crazy. I was just going to tell you that right now.
I read it.
Girl, I don't even think she really understands what I do. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand what I do. They're just like, Jen, what do you do again? And it's been like really fun and funny in that way. But like for my mom, I think she's still sort of blown away by like, I think being a Latina and stepping and tapping and monetizing social media and doing that kind of work that is so unique is very one mind blowing for the people around us.
Yeah.
And mind blowing in a good way and mind blowing in a way that they still don't understand what it means, what I do, how I do it. But they're still blown away. Right. They're like, what? You're making what? You do what? You, huh?
I should be doing that.
I should be doing that.
Teach like, me how. Oh, it costs this what?
And it's really what it is. I think for her, it's been really awesome, you know, to just see things, how I went from like the 9 to 5 and my own business and staying home with my kids and not having to pay for daycare and all that. So I think for her, it's been, you know, she's proud of her daughter.
Yeah. And I think that's cool because my mom even asked me, she's like, you get paid for that? I'm like, yes. Really? Yes.
I know.
And sometimes does she ever call you randomly and you're like, my mom on a call or like you can't answer and you're like, mom, I was on a call. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. They always call at the wrong time.
All the time. My favorite button is to hit the story. I can't tell right now. The response.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I know that you're working. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like this interesting like new concept for Latina moms, right? To think about like working from home, not just being a stay at home mom doing what used to be taught, right? The old programming that was like, all right, you stay at home, you take care of your kids, you do the thing. And then the husband does what he does. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And then that's, you see why that's huge for me. It's like, because you can now have an online business, do what you do for yourself, not having to depend on anyone, and you're making great income, you're impacting other people's lives, you're doing the work you're set out to do, and everyone wins.
Yeah, it's this win-win that I love. And that's win-win. Something that I had to learn is like, oh, shoot, we can all win. Like,
we can all win. Like, legit.
And, you knowing that it's hard work, right? And so part of this is also like finding this place of like your metas, right? Where you fit, not just physically, because this hard work also takes a toll on your body, right? Mentally, physically. And also like, you know, creating all the things to also be able to take care of your mind. So in this process through your journey from being 13, you know, living with your single mom all the way to now you being a stay-at-home mom, but as you said, with purpose, what would you say is that correlation for you and your experience between your mental and your physical health and how you implement that into your life?
I mean, to be honest, it's always like, I'm not going to tell you that I'm the person that's the best fit, the most fit. I'm not, probably not even fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or always positive, or that I'm always like, it's literally a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Positivity is a journey. Manifestation. I don't know if you're into that. I think you're mm-hmm. a little into that, right?
Yeah, I guess
a little bit, you know, just mm-hmm. like me, like not very woo woo, but, we dabble, right?
Yeah, you see my stones over here.
There you go. So I think it was sort of like, even on the online space, is really amazing because you get to find yourself and you get to sort of learn things that you never even knew about or thought about. Like mm-hmm. I talked to my mom about manifesting and being very positive and doing certain things. And she's like, ay, tú estás loca. You're so right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, it's that we just learn along the way that kind of keeps us a little bit grounded and sane, I want to say.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is like, sometimes I'm even in a negative mindset and I'm just like, Jennifer, just, you know, be very grateful for the things that you do have right now, the things that, you have accomplished, you know, the fact that you're staying home with your kids every day, that you live in this beautiful house, that you live now, you went from the Bronx, New York to New Jersey. Like, and then I kind of just like, calm myself down.
Yeah.
So like it's all been like it's all definitely a journey. It's harder because you have no one to bounce it off of,
mm-hmm.
like you do in a 9-to-5, you know.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like self-soothing. You literally have to self-soothe yourself with everything. With fitness, to me, it's I've gotten a little bit into meditation. Not mm-hmm. meditation, yoga.
Yoga. Mm-hmm.
Yoga, which is awesome. I used to wake up and my body used to just feel so tired and it was a little painful. And then I started doing yoga and within a week, Carla, it was gone.
Nice.
I was like, ow.
Like, this works.
This works. I thought people just did for fun. For
you're like, I thought they were just wanting peace.
But it's been cool. It's been really cool to like have to implement those things because I'm not moving around anymore in a 9-to-5, because I'm not going up and down the stairs or in an elevator in a hotel where I used to work. So yeah, it's been a cool journey.
Yeah. And I think what I really appreciate about you is that you're always you, like no matter where you're at, no matter what space you're in, you know, it's always Jennifer. Oh, is Jennifer, you know, here? Yeah, I know who she is, right? Because it's, you're always in every single space that I see you in, you're always this genuine Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, Jennifer, and what I appreciate, you're going to use it now.
Good podcasting.
Yes, I'll use it. All right. Let me write it down so I don't forget. So, you know, and then self-soothing, I think is super cool that you mention it, because as women, yes, less Latina women, but just as women in general, I don't think we do a great job at self-soothing.
Yes.
Right. And you're someone who like kicks ass, takes names, you know, you are a hard worker. So for you to remind yourself to, you know, self-soothe and take care of yourself, I think it's really cool that even little by little doing yoga, right? Whether you do it every day or not, like it doesn't really mm-hmm. matter, mm-hmm. you know? And I think I really appreciate that you're super honest about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. I mean, everything is hard. Just even being at home is hard mm-hmm. because it doesn't get to be easy anymore. It doesn't get to be like when I used to work on 9-to-5, I used to come home, I used to have someone stay here, take care of my kids, clean, do my laundry, whatever. I used to come home and all I had to do was just eat.
Mm-hmm.
Watch my kids and we go to sleep. But now everything falls on Jennifer, you yeah. know? So
yeah.
I think eventually you have to learn to have balance. You have to learn to put yourself first, because if you don't, especially when you're a mom and a mom that has a job, it's really hard. And that's why a lot of women start to lose themselves. And I think that I've been good, or trying to be at least, because I'm not 100% at learning boundaries, putting myself first,
just the same way like my kids, because Jennifer has to be good in order for house, home, business mm-hmm. to be good. So I think it's just, it's more like I have to do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, being at home, it's like home becomes work, quotes, because mm-hmm. what we do, it doesn't always feel like work, but sometimes it can. So yeah. Being here, sometimes I have to go and do the dishes and I'm like, I don't want to do the dishes right now. Like, I'm at home. This is where we work. So I get it. I get that. But, you know, I only get my son my stepson every weekend. So you having your babies with you all the time, like I can only imagine, you know, what having to put that, that like accountability and that discipline is the word that I was looking for. Like that discipline to, you know, be able to be there, present for your kids, present for your clients, present for yourself, present for the husband, present for all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you even realize how much you do. And so,
hey, girl.
Here we are in this podcast, so you can one day go back and listen and share with your
kids.
Like,
oh my God, I used to do so many things.
And now I only work.
Now I have someone. Yeah, now I have someone doing it for me.
Eventually you're going to have a chef.
That would be great.
So what I want to ask you is, what is a goal that you have for this year? Like, what's that big thing for you that is coming?
Oh my God, a goal for, well, uh-huh. I have a couple. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
So I think for me, goal for this year is to make multiple six figures. So at least $200,000 this year. And another goal is to brainwash my husband into moving to Miami because I am tired of the cold.
Yes. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to maybe make a bet.
I hope so. Right. Some kind
just
of
bet him into it.
Yes. So yeah. Those are my biggest goals, I think, for this year.
Cool. Yeah. I could totally see your vibe. I would see Miami as your vibe. For sure.
Right? Like, yeah. Cool vibes. Uh-huh.
Like, you're supposed to be in, like, the tropical places.
Like, you get me, Carla. My husband doesn't get me.
Listen up, husband. Y'all need to move to Miami.
We can send him this podcast recording. That's what we need to do.
Awesome. And so what would you say is, let's say someone wants to learn from you, whether business, whether life, whether something, and they're like right behind you, maybe, I don't know, two or three steps behind, what would be a lesson that you can share with them that, you know, has helped you a lot in how you live your life?
How I live my life. Oh my God. So this
like
is just
something you've learned along the way.
Something I've learned along the way is, I think I'm going to bring that back to sort of like, put yourself first. Like a lot of the time, I think we juggle a lot, we do a lot, and we forget about ourselves, right? Whether that's in business, whether that is at home, you know, it's when it comes to business, it's client boundaries, it's your boundaries, period. I think last year I named it the year of boundaries, where for me it was like, I'm boundaries with clients, boundaries with my time, boundaries with just the way that I show up, when, how, anything like that. And so, I've been really good with that, and boundaries in life, right? Right. Like, and just like putting yourself first, because if you don't have boundaries, if you don't have discipline and the time to sort of quote unquote self-soothe, mm-hmm. is going to be really, really hard for you to show up and be so many different people, because you need to be, right. You need to be a mom. You need to be a wife. You need to be a business owner. You need to be the girl in the laundry, in the laundromat. You need to be the cleaner, the doctor, the nurse, you need to be all of that. So the moment where you become sort of secondary or last, like, it's going to be really hard for you to do things, with gratitude, to be able to do things and not resent who you are, like as a mom. Sometimes being a mom is hard. But when you've learned how to sort of like balance motherhood, wifehood, workhood, businesshood, then it all gets a little easier. So I think that in life and in business, putting yourself first, you know, from time to time is really important, so that you can honor yourself, mm-hmm. your discipline, your boundaries, and just who you are as a person, so you don't ever lose yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, it's just a reminder, like, for all of us, is to like think about, because if like you said it earlier, if Jennifer's not good at home, like, who?
No, nobody's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody. Like, what's going to happen? Right?
Happy
like,
wife, happy life is a thing. Like, it is a thing. It is not a lie. Uh-huh. Happy mom, happy kids. That's true too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, you're the core. You're really the core. You know, you have the man of the house, but you're like the core of the house, you know, mm-hmm. and if the core is not good, then everything is just all over the place.
Yeah, that's actually really good. You're like that foundation. You're that keeps everything in its place.
Yeah, everything just kind of
falls on you or lays on you or however you want to put that. But yeah, it's cool. Exactly. I love it. And I know this is going to be your favorite part. And sure, I know you have something coming. So what do you have to offer? Like, tell me what you have coming that people can reach out to you, and we'll connect everything to your IG and wherever we can connect you to. But share with us the offers, who this is for. I know you're so good at selling it, so sell it.
So if you're an online coach or even a service provider, this is good for service providers as well, is I'm launching, I don't want to say launching because I don't launch. I'm starting to promote, and I'm going to start tomorrow, is a 4-week program where it's a high converting content process to get sort of to double triple your income with in closing incoming hot leads and people that are ready to pay clients, ideal clients that are ready to pay. So this is for the coach that wants to inject more cash into her business every month. The coach who doesn't want to handle objections, doesn't want to get on sales calls. I'm teaching the entire content process in 4 weeks, how exactly to go from either inconsistency, either not having any sales at all because your content is hearing crickets and so is your DMs, to really creating high converting client content that brings you consistency in leads and sales every month.
Yeah. So that's the big one right now coming up, huh? And is this the same thing as High Level Society, or is it different?
No. So High Level Society is sort of like an entire program where it's a 4-month group program. Oh, and there we focus on creating your offer, marketing it, selling it, perfecting your message. So essentially it's like a 360 of your entire business.
Gotcha.
But now this new offer is just focused on content creation.
Nice. So all of y'all coaches, online service providers, those of you that want to make more consistent, you say it's closes and sales, right?
Yeah.
This is for you because it's 4 weeks, which doesn't take forever. And it's nice because I'm sure made it in a super powerful and efficient manner.
I sure did.
Yes, you did. She's learned from previous programs she's got. And I can tell you from just personal experience is that Jennifer, like I said, she is genuine. She is real. Like, she's the same as a coach, as a person, as someone you can literally, I can reach out to her and I say, hey, is this good to wear? It's been a while since I actually asked for
help. Oh my God, remember that?
And so she's someone that will literally kick your ass with love, in a good way, in a way that moves you to start to see results and, you know, to just believe in yourself, right? And be able to be like, cool, like, this is something I got, like, let's celebrate that. And, you know, I think just personally, I'm always happy to promote friends of mine or people who have helped me along the way. And so if you're wondering if you should do this, I think you should do this, just reach out to her. So in order for people to reach out to you, where can they find you? How can they reach out?
So you can find me on Instagram. That's where I'm the most active. And my username is @Jennifer, JENYFER .Guzman. And I'm sure it'll be in the notes, so I probably don't have to spell it out.
No, it's in the show notes below. It'll be on all the social media platforms. And yeah, if y'all have any further questions or anything like that, just reach out to us. If you still have questions or I don't know, whatever. Like, if you can't find the handle because you can't spell it for some reason, it's in the notes, but reach out to me too. So what I want to just end this with is just telling you, like, thank you so much for being on today, just sharing a little bit of your story, going to that genuine place. And yeah, any last things that you'd like to say before we complete it?
No, I said a lot, but thank you so much, Carla. This was amazing and so much fun. Thank you. All right, bye.
All right. It was a long time coming to have Jennifer on this podcast. And I'm honestly glad it happened this way, because if it was sooner, I wouldn't have shared how successful this woman has become so far. And it's still a continuous thing. And you know what? I'm so happy that she's in my universe because she's someone that continues to inspire me and challenge me and to continue to improve not only in my life as a business owner, but also one day, you know, with my son and any kids I have in the future. Well, if that happens, of course, you know, whenever that happens. But yeah, so she's just someone that's really, really cool to have in my, honestly, just in my awareness. So thank you for being on here, Jennifer, if you're listening to this. So here's a few things that I got that I think are important from this episode. So when you know what you want, you can create so much impact because you are moving into a direction of clarity and others will see this, right? So at some point, Jennifer started working here. Then she was a social media manager and she figured out what she truly wanted, right? And that was to have this ability to be at home with her babies and also create the wealth that she wanted to. And so once that became a clarity thing for her, that's how she's been able to make so much impact, not only for herself, not only for her family, but all the women that she has been coaching thus far. So definitely, if you need clarity, you can reach out to her. You can reach out to me. And trust me, we can help you with all that clarity that you are seeking. Another thing that I got was that it's not always rainbows and butterflies, not only as a parent, as a business owner, but in many areas of life. So, you know, staying positive is a journey. It's one of those things that, yes, sometimes we do go into those moments of being in effect and being in those places that we don't want to be, a state of emotion, right? But also working through that process and knowing that it's a journey that can help you be in a more better positive place when you are able to get yourself there. And then the last thing that I got was even when you have started something amazing and seems like it's a lot more work, especially entrepreneurship. And I've been sharing this more recently that entrepreneurship is not for the faint of heart. You have to have perseverance. You have to have the belief in yourself that you can do this, right? And so when you have this, it's important to step back, to be grateful for what you have to work for what you have created so far, and now, and how you've gotten yourself to now living this life that you desire. And if you're not at that place yet, trust me, you are on the path already because you're listening to this episode, you're listening to her story, you're listening to a woman who's created so much in the last, I want to say 2 years that I've known her, right, as far as I know her. So definitely make sure to follow Jennifer. She is an amazing and powerful person to be connected with and even working with. So if you are ready to grow your business and learn from Jennifer, definitely join the Expansive Contents Academy. It's a 4-week group program on magnetic high converting content. So she's got different options that you can join. So go check it out. Go visit her Instagram, jennifer.guzman. All right. So as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, MetaFit MetaMind Academy's NLP certification training is coming in 2 weeks, y'all. It starts March 25th through the 28th, and it's just going to be so much fun. I have a really cool location here in Austin, and if you can't come to Austin, that's cool because I'm doing this hybrid, so you can definitely join in online. And what's cool about this is that you not only will receive 3 certifications from the forefront, but you also will continue to receive coaching on a one-on-one basis and in a group setting for 6 months to become this powerful communicator as a person, as a coach, and to grow your business. And so, yeah, so just register now through the link in the show notes or in my bio on Instagram, and I will see you here in Austin in person or online. So if you haven't done so already, please share. I really would appreciate the shares, rating this episode, this podcast, and subscribing to the podcast so you always keep up when new episodes come out. And this helps me so much to pop up on more platforms, as I said, on Good Pods, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and all the other places where you know, I can pop up because I'm pretty much on every platform. So with all of that being said, I so appreciate you being on here, listening to this podcast up to this point. I am Carla Rodriguez. This is MetaFit MetaMind Podcast, where we are sharing and normalizing conversations that we would have never had. Until next time.